Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Dungeoneers, welcome to another exciting adventure of the Hammer Crawl Comedic Actual Play Podcast. I'm your host and Hammersmith NPC. This next set of three longer format live audience episodes was recorded this past March at the GameStorm Convention here in Portland, Oregon. Thank you to the convention staff who not only allowed us to record there, but also joined in as players of the game. And thanks as well to all the players, the audience, and the good folks who helped us manage the event. It was an excellent time for us, and we're looking forward to coming back next year. If you want to know more about the game, its process, and our future events, check us out at hammercrawl.com. And if you want to join us at GameStorm next year, check them out at gamestorm.org. Anyway, enough gab. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
All right, so meanwhile, the two of you are dealing with the fact that two of your party is now dead.
Yes.
And I don't think you really like them very much.
I don't like anyone very much. Yeah.
I feel, Belinda, like you listen to me and you take my feelings on board. And I want to say words of affirmation to you.
That say them.
I like who you are and the light you bring into the world.
So I've always found you to be okay.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, for defeating the monsters in here, you actually gain, this was considered a serious threat.
Ooh.
For this one.
It felt serious.
For surviving and participating in it, because this was really a two-person combination.
Yeah, absolutely.
That protection of evil totally helped your leader, right?
Plus my idea.
Yeah, sure. I'll let you have that. You're each going to get 4 XP.
Nice.
However, Half Ogre, you're going to get 1 more.
Oh,
for killing a teenager.
You know.
Like you do. Yeah,
like I do.
On death bingo.
So there, anything that was on their character sheet is considered party loot.
Oh, wait. What do we got? The other one ran away, so it incinerated.
Oh, my God. So much. Poppy, everything has a 50% chance of surviving, so just roll down the list and then pass it back to them.
Okay.
Anyway. Marching, splashing down into the water and swimming up are two former members of your party. Do they have names? Who do we? Oh, let's introduce the players that are joining us and tell us about your character.
My name is Tom, he, him. And my character is Odell Loudapple, he is.
So, Tom, you're playing undecipherable name?
Right, I'm an Affleck burglar, I am.
It was Odell.
Oh, okay. Odell Lauer Apple.
Lauer Apple.
Odell Lauer Apple.
Do you have socks in your mouth?
All right.
It's the sock. Her sock is in his mouth. What is this?
I found the sock, good, everyone.
Oh, no, actually,
there I am. I'm out. Bye. My sock.
Oh, hey, Odell.
Oh.
Odell Buick Brewing.
That'd be my name, it'd be.
And
it's Odell next. Again.
Paula, I can remember.
She, her?
No,
you. And I am playing All Might.
He catches the arrows.
Wait, oh, that's true. New
in his chest.
Odell.
Oh, captain, my captain.
All right.
For
This burgled it already, I did. That's why I'm the leader, taking initiative.
So that's what we're calling it.
Party members.
All right.
Be short.
Paula, what was the character's name?
All Might.
All Might. And what is your class?
Dwarven Defender.
All right. Well, you see the desiccated corpse, the defiled body of your former brethren. I don't really know what your guys' connection to these are. What's going on here? Are you former party members? Are you just also here to head down and find a sock, or what's up? What brings you to the dungeon of democratic necromancy?
Well,
capitalism.
As a veterinarian, Odell Loudapple needs as many bones as possible that have been broken so we can learn to set them real good without the animals squirming around. Squirming.
Sure, well, that makes total sense.
Right.
Help yourself. 10 skeletons.
Oh.
And a teenager. And a dwarf.
I don't want to watch that movie.
I do.
Yeah. And now you're on a
list. Yeah.
Well, party leader, you arrive in the aftermath of a battle of some kind. It appears that there is a dead dwarf, and there was a teenager, but I think that the teenager was kicked into the water with all her stuff. Or was it the other way around? Who left?
That's a mighty fine, sharpened radius, that is. Oh, dear. If there's one thing I like, it's a sharp radius.
He takes his treasure and bones. We get all the rest.
Yeah, there is a nice pile of bones.
That's right.
So you can clearly just fill your sack with the bones to the point that there'd be more bones than there are halfling moving down this dungeon corridor.
I do have a small sack, I do. And a satchel.
Excellent. What does the party do? What do y'all do? What's happening? Do you welcome your new adventurers, or do you just sort of
welcome?
Hi, Odell. If we go through the same thing we went through last time,
yeah,
we worked it out. But I don't want to hear about his mom anymore in therapy. That creeped me the fuck out.
Just plug your ears and say bad touch, bad touch, bad touch, bad touch.
Hey, that might work.
I know.
Nice.
So does the party decide to move on?
Of course we do. There's plenty of bones where these came from. The bigger the better. I'm sure all of you could use a good bone today.
Again, we talked about this. She freaks me out.
All right.
Odell, you need to honor your compatriot's request.
Just asking you, like, you're on 10. If we could dial it back to maybe 2 on the creep factor.
I'm sorry.
Help me get through
this. In my halfling village, we use the metric system. It's 10 or 1.
Then 1.
1, please.
1.
1.
All right.
And Odell?
1 it is.
Part of that, if you remember in therapy, most of it stays in your head. It doesn't have to come out of your mouth.
Remember we talked about the gatekeeper? Like, the voice in your head doesn't come out the gate of your mouth. Remember that? Remember? Remember? Oh, you don't? Oh, he doesn't remember.
And remember, I have to...
This is 1.
Oh, nice. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for honoring our request.
You're welcome.
God, it's his eyes. I fucking forgot.
Well,
it was his eyes.
You are actually currently without a light source. The wizard,
Crikey,
who was casting light, is
no more. I'm
Australian
now.
Yeah.
I'm a South Loudapple.
So who is going to take up the lantern? Do you wish to light that lantern? Did you remember the oil for the lantern?
I have multiple flasks of oil.
Okay.
I have multiple lanterns as well.
You know, you can light all that oil at once and use it as a nice bomb.
Oh. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Again, spoilers.
Here, drink this healing potion.
And
oh
now
my
this.
God, that's awful.
And now this match.
So who are you?
Yes, I just did.
You have a lantern. Great. Uh-huh. So right. The party has changed. I just want to really quick know what the new marching order is.
I'm still in the back with the light source.
Leader that makes goes, total sense.
Leader goes
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Because they lead.
Yeah. The dwarf goes second.
Sure, why not?
Being that this is not a visual medium, I'm going to have to bump it back up to 10. So, okay. Now that I can see, we're going to go down.
All right, you follow the passageway that right. the skeletons were coming down. It winds around a bit, and actually the passageway wraps back around in a circular approach to a chamber underneath the pool of water. And there are pipes that have some condensation along the side of them leading down from the ceiling to the floor going further down. From this chamber come two doors. One the way across and one just to its right, kind of slightly angled around. Okay, there's a bunch more skeletons in this room, but they've all been dealt with previously. Someone has come through and smashed everything in this room.
They don't ruin my bones.
All of the skeletons are missing skulls. It's just mostly assembled headless skeletons.
Bowling legs.
Hey, bowling league. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. I like the way you think this.
Yeah.
Well, nothing to see here then. Let's move on. Walk right through. No problems.
I wait to see if that's true first. You don't get to be 97 by walking through.
Okay. The skeletons begin to assemble into a much larger singular skeletal form.
So
a
collection Voltron of bones, skeletons?
Very similar to the log cabin golem, but this time made of bones and not a log cabin. As they are assembling, it's taking some time. Do you wish to do anything?
You I'm also taking hear a selfie.
A little bit of a purring and a meow.
Oh, kitty's back.
Uh-oh.
The cat is rubbing up against the footless, stinking leg of the cleric.
Oh, thank God. I rub my foot off on it.
The cat is pleased by this and purrs loudly.
Good.
It starts to make biscuits on your foot.
All right.
Okay. Aww.
So anyway, so you're like, oh, kitty.
It's taking plenty of time, so let's get going. Ride the cat. Come on. Let's go.
Okay. Where are you going?
Around. You know, it's taking time to assemble. Okay, it does appear to
be moving very slowly. Bits of skeleton are starting to form themselves as if the skeleton is wearing skeleton armor.
Ah.
Mm. Mm. Look, a breastplate.
It does look pretty cool as it's wearing.
I'm always a fan of a little bone on bone.
Again, he's freaking me
it's
out.
It's right there in front of us.
We talked about this, yeah. Man.
So do you go to the door to the left or the door to the right?
We're going to go all right with all might. Take the door. Bust it open for us.
Can we just try to open? I don't know. Try to open
Does
it
the cat want to come with me?
The cat is just purring and touching your foot.
Okay.
Yeah. Huzzah!
And what do you do? What?
Kicking open the door, as the leader has told me.
The door on the left or the door on the right?
Right.
Right.
Door on the right.
Rhymes with might. It's your name. Not a horn.
All right. The door on the right is fake and painted to the wall. but you kick a pressure plate that triggers poison gas that flashes into the air. I need you to make...
Awesome.
Gee, thanks, fearless leader.
I need you to make a body save. You're actually going to have a disadvantage on this one because it's an anti-dwarf poison that I just decided was there.
Nice. Yeah.
No, it's just a strong poison. Make a... no, it's really bad roll for the group thing. That's what it is. And this room is going to kill them all. So body save. You're going to roll 2d20 and keep the lowest of the two.
I'm quickly using the cat as a filtration device because their fur is good for that.
Oh, that's not going to do it.
Just saying.
Lowest?
Yeah, lowest of the two dice.
An 11.
Ooh. You are going to start taking some rotting infection damage.
I already have that on my foot.
Yeah. Right now, you only take 1 point of damage. But now the infection is starting to seep in. You're starting to see your eyes are starting to fill with a green tint. Anyway, anybody else who's watching this, do you do anything besides your hold the cat up to your face and try to breathe through it? Hey, I'll tell you what, make a luck save to see if you have a cat allergy.
7.
You are actually allergic to cats.
8.
That's why I never get my face that close to pussy.
I need you to make a body save.
Again, man.
To not start sneezing uncontrollably.
Yes, but better to sneeze uncontrollably. Anyway.
That word.
Better to keep sneezing based on a cat allergy than die of poison gas.
This is true, but yes. Go ahead.
That's a 6.
Yeah. You're caught in a sneezing fit. Your eyes are filling with red. I know how it feels, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. just want to pet the kitty, but you can't. Mm-hmm. Nah. It's terrible. At this point, we're going to go ahead and roll some initiative because by now, the skeleton is fully formed into a squat bone golem. I rolled the wrong die.
You add your wisdom and what else?
Wisdom mod and dex mod.
Minus 1.
Dex plus 1, so just whatever.
2.
That does not beat 4. So the bone golem attacks the nearest target, which actually you all moved into the room. I'm just going to randomly roll that. Oh, the bone golem hates cats. It's totally.
And old ladies.
Bones and pussy don't mix. It's not natural.
And on that note, the bone golem. That's cock. Okay, there's a split in this table right here. And roll over here. You know, what's your armor class?
14.
Really? Wow, okay. Oh, that's right, you're a clerk. I keep thinking you're a mage.
No. That's why I'm so lively.
It smashes upon you. Smashes at you, and it pulls back at the last minute, because even though it hates cats, the cat is so cute. And it just can't will itself to hurt the cat yet. But keep tempting it, and it might break that rule. It misses you, is the situation. And it is now your group's turn.
Mm. All right.
At the top of the round, you're going to take more damage down there all night. You're going to take another point of poison damage. Anybody want to take any movement? Getting closer in?
Well, moving that, closer away? I will move into the bone golem.
All right.
I'm anybody calling it shoot Megaskeleton. It?
Throw something at it.
I will hit it with my two-handed sword and say, feel like this group's becoming codependent on me hitting things. I want to address this at our next meeting.
Yes, melee time.
So one hits and one probably misses. One is a 10 and one is an 18.
Armor class is 11.
Okay.
And roll the damage. Be your, D10 and your modifier.
So, 10 plus. So, 11 points of damage.
Damn. That.
Who made that character?
I pressed the button and my computer made it. That is quite a mighty blow. It does not take down the golem, but give me a little bit of flair on that.
I run up and put myself in front of the Belinda and the cat, and I look at her and say, "I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for the cat." And swing with all my might and say, PTSD, and just slam into it. Hard as I can.
The Marty battle cry.
Huzzah for drama.
Huzzah! So much therapy.
All right, that's a nice mighty blow. Anybody else taking a melee action?
Yes.
Thinking tactically, I'm going to make sure that we have a clear escape plan, and I'm going to the opposite door. and opening it.
Coward.
The one that was right next to the fake door?
The left door, not the right door.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. All right, so melee action first.
I'm only using a one-handed weapon because I'm still holding the cat to my face. Oh, and natural, I get a one.
Natural one.
With my mace.
Oh, yay! That's going to leave a mark.
Natural one.
Shame
on the
adventure. Shame.
I'm 97. Your shame does not haunt me.
But you hit the cat.
I do think the signs are there. You accidentally hit the cat. And you were trying to swing at the golem, but the cat suddenly goes and starts doing this cartoon-style spinning talons of evil right on your face. And
I'm also evil.
Oh, I figured that.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, that's 6 points of damage to the face from a cat.
That takes me to zero.
What was your character's name again?
Hold on,
It is a statistical average for a 92-year-old woman to get killed by cats.
97. 97, thank you. It's important. Don't take my life experiences away.
What's your final moment like?
My final moment. The shreds of my face peel back, flicking spit and blood and viscera from my obviously plugged up by mucus nose from the allergies. One eyeball drops to the ground, bouncing away and then rolling slightly, which gets stepped on immediately by the orc. It happens. And I say, here, protect her. She is now your burden.
Oh, we talked about this in therapy. Man.
Call her Belinda after me and remember that I love you.
Oh, fuck. Thanks, Belinda.
And with that... Belinda dies. Come on down and meet the Ripper. Brandon G.
Yeah. Woo! One note.
You have one last duty on this mortal coil.
One note that as her body hits the ground, her cloak flops around and falls to the ground, and you find the sock
is stuck
to the cloak from Stack Queen. Oh. Nice.
Okay.
Feel
free to come
on. Death by cat to the face. That's wonderful. All right, tell us about yourself, new party member.
My name is Brandon Godey. Though I'm not really attached to it, do whatever. I'm playing Ponko the Glorious.
Welcome, Ponko.
I'm a middle-aged, slovenly magic user. And actual useful spells this time.
Excellent. Well, anybody else taking an action this round as the mage? Or, I'm sorry, the cleric has died. We'll bring you in. Just okay. Thank you. Bye, Sarah. Thanks for playing.
So what about this door then?
Well, there's also a golem in the room. Do you care about the golem?
Well, I care, of course. but I wouldn't want to get into Aloysius's way. I value his input to the party.
Thank you. I've taken that validation and I will return it at a later point.
Appreciated. And I trust that in his ability to smash it to bits. And that's why I am opening the door and getting out of the room.
All right. So you open the door. The door is unlocked.
Excellent.
All right. You open it.
My hand rests upon it for a moment.
It is a real door.
Retracts, moves to my thieves' tools, comes back with a tool in hand, and begins to prod at the door without consent to find if it's trapped as well.
Well, I will tell you, checking for traps takes a turn of action.
Oh, well then, in that case...
And I mean, a turn is like 10 minutes.
I poke it once and said... Wish I had more time for you. And try to open the door.
Great. I need for... So you open the door?
Yes.
All right. You open the door. Fantastic. I need you to make an area save.
Area save. That a
D20? It's a D20, and it'll also list a mod, an actual number, mm-hmm. and I think you also add your dex mod to that number.
16.
16 is great! You dodge out of the way as a giant log on chains swings through the door from the other side.
I'm a halfling. I don't move a muscle.
Knocking down and damaging anything that fails. Destroying the bone golem. Yeah. after a few swings, the log settles into place on a pair of chains.
You all right back there? Anybody get caught by that? All right, then.
Okay, for defeating the bone golem, the survivors of the group gain... Oh, should have removed it. 4 more XP.
Nice.
Very nice.
Oh, my God. About 8 XP.
Under my keen management, he will.
As you are sifting through the remains of the bone golem, looking to see if there's anything of value here, there isn't. A fresh face, wet, dripping from falling into the pool as well, steps into the room.
Hey, Ponko.
Yes.
Oh, Ponko. How long's it been?
Not long enough.
Oh. You're a joker, you are. Always good for a laugh, that's Ponko. Indeed. Come on, then. Give us a light spell. Because it lands, no. It's not going to stay lit itself.
It's actually not lit anymore at all because the...
I'm right again.
I believe the cleric is deceased.
Did we have a lantern and oil left over from the my dear departed friend, Belinda?
Yes.
I light it. The whole
all right. It carries forward.
Ponko, do you mind carrying the lantern?
You always do this. Fine.
What a team.
That's on me.
Ponko.
That's on me. I put a burden on you. Ponko, for the betterment of the group, I was hoping you would collaborate with us on the lighting of the area we're in. And if I've been working really hard on my non-combative language.
Right. You save that combative for your muscles and fists, not your tongue. Ladies don't like that.
I mean, now that you've asked me so nicely, give it to the dwarf.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like me and you have a rapport or repartee that the others do not. Just letting you know that. I want to validate you as a party member and what you bring to our group.
I appreciate that.
You are a light in the world. Thank you.
And that light is now your responsibility.
Whatever you say.
Christmas puppy.
Yes, fearless leader.
I'm a veterinarian. I care about the animals. How's the cat?
The cat has run away.
Oh, well.
After savaging the face of your former companion.
Its job was done.
The cat served its purpose, huh?
I would like to take Belinda's sock and wear it on one of my hands in memory of my dear departed lost love.
What weapon are you using, by chance?
Two-handed sword.
Okay. That's amusing.
With the sock.
The sock.
Oh, that's not hygienic.
Well, fortunately, that one just came out of the dryer, and it was simply stuck to the cloak with static cling.
That's right.
That's why she couldn't find it.
I don't think that anything stuck in any way to Belinda is going to be hygienic. Oh! So this open doorway we have here.
This corridor leading deeper into the darkness of the dungeon.
Right. Let's move on down that then.
A bit of a breeze blows out of it. There's no more bacon smell. Yeah, it's gone.
Looks like they've closed the second breakfast bar.
Looking ahead, you see what look like arcane symbols carved all over the walls. You're not sure how deep they go because your light only extends so far.
Oh, so that means it's time for Ponko to be in the front of the party. Go get him, Ponko.
I immediately cast light and then walk forward.
Right. So now we got a light and a lantern. This is going to be a very well-lit group. That's good. It's a good thing. Relying on one source of light can lead to failure, especially when the light keeper or the light bearer dies.
I'd like to use read magic on the runes.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, nice.
Someone thinks they're clever. What do we think about that, audience?
I think that's the first effective use of a read magic nice. Spell. The magic, let's do a random. it's magical writing. And it teaches an extremely lengthy spell, you think, that if you were to take some time and read the entire writings all over this wall ahead of you and down however long this passage is, you're not sure how deep it goes. You think you might learn a nice spell based on the theme of this dungeon, which is democratic necromancy.
I will begin reading and not paying attention to my surroundings as I walk forward.
All right.
Good enough for me.
So the group moves forward.
Right, at the speed of Plonko. Breakneck and bracing it is. Look at him. His lips are moving.
No.
Oh, my God. That's something.
Oh my, why don't you stay back here with me so we can have a light source in the back? About 10 feet away.
Yes, fearless leader.
You're walking slowly down this corridor and the ground gets a little bit rough. It appears as if there's been some kind of either a quake or maybe just someone ran through with a big ass hammer smashing the ground. But while the walls and the ceiling themselves are smooth, you know, scrawled upon stone, the floor is broken and jagged. So you move very slowly. That said, it's plenty of time for the mage to enjoy a little bit of reading and start taking notes and piecing things together. The corridor is long and extends straight forward. No decline, no rise. You get about 100 strides in. You're like, how far is this going? When the mage needs to make a mind save.
Nice. That would be an 18.
An 18. An 18 means you are only paralyzed as the writings begin to sink into your head because you read the spell backwards. Your understanding of this magic is unfortunately in reverse, which means that the democratic necromancy has been trying to settle in and take over. What could have been a simple raise spell by committee, or raise dead by committee spell, has become the dead trying to take over you, the spirits of the previous room. You actually start to get a little bit of whispers of Belinda in your brain. You never even knew her, but you know that is who this is. The because song. She won't stop telling you.
Get my socks.
So back. You're just like, your mage is going into the convulsions here, and there's like some foam kind of going around the mouth. Does anybody do anything?
Socialism.
Aloysius, let's practice that trust falls.
I position myself. You may fall at any time. I will catch you. I've given you my word, and I hope we've created a trust bond here. So at any time, you can fall. And I'm waiting. As long as it takes. As long as it takes, my friend. Fall when you need to.
All right, Plonko.
The mage is not doing anything, but just Plonko? Just shaking in place.
You can All right, grab him.
The ground is starting to shake as well.
Oh, I undo my flask and put it in Plonko's mouth and tilt his head back a little.
What is in your flask?
Drowning potion.
Something that Belinda made from her other sock.
Extra strength drowning potion.
Filtered through her other sock. So I'm not sure.
Is it an actual item from the sheet?
It is. My gear. Flask.
A flask. Oh, the flask is empty. The flask does not contain anything. It's there to be filled with fluids from the dungeon. Okay.
That's a shame. Plonko always seemed like a potion master to me. All right, then. Thank you. Let's just grab him. Let's run.
All right, Plonko. I'm looking for permission to put my hands around you and to put you over my shoulder in a non-sexual friend moving friends in a dungeon as you do during an earthquake. I'm just looking for some consent here, buddy. I'm taking that as a yes. And I throw him over my shoulder and head down.
All right. Wind quickly rushes down this corridor as you're picking up the mage, who is still basically lit with light. So you are carrying a light source, fortunately. The wind rushes through. Thankfully, your other light source is a lantern, so it is not blown out. But the wind is strong enough that any of you that of the beardly types, your beards are moving past. The ground begins shaking, and up ahead, you see the shadow or the forms of something underneath the ground, worm-like, moving quickly towards you in a slithering shape. Two lines right next to each other, moving simultaneously. Do you do anything? Kind of like Bugs Bunny move through the cartoon, that kind of.
Right. Okay. Keep Plonko safe. I'm going to run up and activate my skill of funny walks. I'm going to throw these subterranean critters out of whack. They won't know where my feet are. They won't know where to pop up and nibble.
That's great.
I tell you what, you can either roll for it or you can just do a funny walk. Show me.
Funny walk. Funny walk. Funny walk. Funny walk.
Funny walk. Funny walk. Remember my fat boy Slim probably.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, whoa. I went too funny. Yes.
That was great. Okay.
I rolled a 4 to resist arousal.
You missed it. You missed the best part. I'll
listen to you later. The funny walk succeeds.
Nice.
And you funny walk past the tunneling monsters. They pay you no heed. They actually, they're momentarily confused and they kind of start look around, well, moving around underneath. You're not quite figuring out what it is because, again, it's that burrowing shape. And then they're like, whatever. And they keep burrowing past to your friends.
Odell.
And what do you do?
I'm giving double thumbs up.
Nice. Odell, I like that you put yourself out there and really opened yourself up to being the leader of this group. You've taken on the mantle of responsibility, and I want to validate that right now. Guys, can I get a group hug? Bring it in. Bring it in, everybody.
Why don't you bring it back down to this end of the tunnel, then?
Okay.
It's waiting for you right here.
All right. Group hug down here.
Well, anyway, go ahead and roll some initiative as the monsters pop out of the ground to attack the remaining three members of the group, one of which is on the back of another one.
Keeping with tradition, 2. Oh.
Hey, you never know. You never know. 7. Moving forward and springing up to attack your group, coming out are these snake-like worm things. They are scaled. They are sleek. They are smooth. They have these nice patterned lines, which your mage, unconscious, but still paralyzed and somewhat in a bit of a fugue, you recognize that the lines on these creatures is very similar to the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. You look right at them, and they seem to be looking right at you. Yeah, maybe there's a thing going on here. Anyway, they attack. They rise up. Their heads open up into these 8 appendages, as if they are worms with spiders on the end. Wonderful. And they attack. There are 2 of them. They are quite long. And they come out. The front, I believe, is the... Actually, I think All Might.
Oh!
No! On the floor. this cocked little area here. It's awful. All Might, will a 16 hit you? Armor class.
Yes.
Nice. Love that. Love that. Will 6 damage kill you?
Yes.
Yes. All right. The first one rears back and lunges forward. The spider tentacles wrap around your head and just begin munching down. They're not doing that face hugger thing. They're doing a face eater thing. Then they kind of grab your body and slam it back and forth against the ground. And then the next one attacks and comes for the sensitive half-ogre here. A 4 I do not think will hit you.
No.
Let's handle the bringing up of a new player shortly and finish this combat first. And now it is your turn. Now that combat has begun, I will give the mage a chance to body or to mind save out of this paralysis.
I don't think a 5 will do it. That's negative there.
What's your group do?
I move to attack.
Well, yeah, it's right there.
So I drop Ponko.
Yeah.
And run up and attack.
You drop the mage?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I yell, childhood trauma! And bring down my two-handed sword.
We're making a real breakthrough here. Oh, no.
Wink, wink.
And my second attack is a 11.
And do you have a attack bonus on that?
Or yes, does I added include it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither of those will hit, and in fact, the one I would like. Let's that's a good option here. You swing your sword at it, and the face opens up and latches onto your sword, rips it out of your grip, and then just shatters it. Chunks of sword fall down onto the ground.
But you still have the sock.
You still have the sock.
Yeah.
So, I'd like some clarification on a tactical attack. Would me being on one side, him being on the other side, count as a tactical placement?
It could be. A tactical attack is simply an attack where you're not trying to damage them so much as you're trying to create a situation.
All right.
You can be very versatile with it.
How about a situation where it's dead?
How do you wish to make that happen? What? It could die.
All right. So, as a... it's not a wolf, so wolfsbane's not going to be much help. Ah, my satchel of bones. So, I'm going to use the net that I got off the poor blighter that came before me, and I'm going to put my satchel of bones into one side of the net and throw it so that the net hits it and it wraps around and shoves the bones right in its craw.
That's a bit of a reach, but we'll see if you can pull this off. We'll make this a range attack. And as a halfling, I think you might have an advantage on tactical attacks. Maybe?
Range plus +1.
Yeah. It would be one of the special abilities. I don't remember. I know thieves do. I don't think halflings do. All right. Go for it. Range attack. Plus +1.
9.
What had happened was the sack of bones and the net just sort of thuds harmlessly to the ground, but it does create a sound and a motion that distracts one of them. The one that is currently banging around the body of your fallen companion drops the body and slithers again and starts to figure out whether or not the sack of bones is actually a new threat that it needs to deal with.
Hmm.
It's time to roll initiative again.
10.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. I mean.
2.
8 beats it. That one, I'm gonna give it a save. That one is smart enough to realize that the sack of bones is an X threat. And returns, let's see if it is no longer fooled by your funny walks. It is no longer fooled by your funny walks. And it charges towards you and lunges. What's your armor class? Doesn't matter. As it's coming at you, it gets caught in the net. It lunges at you, but it stops like inches away from where it was. And it kind of pulls back, creating an opening for you to attack it if you wish.
All right, that looks like a good place for a javelin.
Yeah.
Okay. So, going to throw this right down its craw.
This is less of a throw and more of a stab something that's about 6 inches away from you.
All right. Yeah. I'll do a very slow throw. The key is to throw past the target if it's... That's how you stab. A two.
Well, the key is to throw past the target if you're trying not to hit it. So that javelin goes wild.
Fly, be free. You're like a beautiful wooden bone.
It does not hit you. However, the other one is trying to attack you still. It's going to do 1 point of damage. However, I need you to make a saving throw.
Oh, I rolled a 2.
Okay, you're seeing red again.
I yell out, "Aces score!" And I pick up my hammer. Just start frothing at the mouth.
Okay, well, it's your group's turn. And you want to...
Adverse childhood trauma! And I begin to attack said worm.
Your group's battle cries are great.
15 becomes a 17.
That's definitely going to hit. And you're going to have advantage on your damage rolls because you're raging. Sorry. You have 2 dice. That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
And a 13.
That will also hit.
Okay. 7 plus 5 is 12.
12. And that means you do 12 damage twice.
Yeah.
Tell me how you destroy this one.
Like, first, he said he loved me. Then he left. She said I was the best and she drank. And I'm just going through every adverse childhood trauma.
Yeah. Good job, buddy. Let it out.
Okay, wizard, you'll get another mind save to come out of this.
That would be an 11.
11? 11, you pull out of it. You will get to make an action this round if you wish.
Nice.
Suddenly, you have forgotten everything about the spell that you were just trying to read. Unfortunately, Democratic Necromancy is not your friend today. But you might be able to do something effective if you just apply yourself.
I would like to move back behind everyone. Then I'm going to shoot at one of them with my wand.
Yeah, your wand is essentially a sling. It functions the same as a ranged weapon. That's a good roll.
That would be a not natural 20.
Not natural, yeah. Roll the damage on that as a d4.
3.
3! Zaps against... tell me about your wand. Describe it.
Well, it's made of green glass, decorated with stars of silver, and tipped with a brass cube. And it's slightly oily when you touch it.
What kind of bolts does it fire?
Oh, it fires bolts of spatial distortion.
Nice.
Nice. The creature is slightly distorted in its butt. So I think the last person on your side, on your team here, is Odell.
All right. So being that everything's half worked so far, I'm going to have to try something that works all the way. I think my old buddy All Might over there, that corpse had some useful stuff on it. So I'm going to funny walk around the back over to where the dwarf was to try and get those flasks of acid off of him.
Okay, well,
I can see him glinting in the Plonko light.
Well, you know the rule. You can either roll a funny walk or you can do it.
My heart says to do a funny walk and my skinned knee says to roll.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. 11.
11 is not enough to funny walk past the creature with and trick it. I mean, you definitely do funny walk past it, but it's still aware of your presence. However, you do make it to the dwarf.
Excellent.
It's going to take you a full next round to start looting through its body.
Okay.
All right. That's another initiative roll. I rolled a 3, by the way.
10.
Nice. Nice. Movement, missile, melee, miscellaneous, and magic. So who's moving? Still moving away?
Yeah, I'll still move away.
Okay, yeah, you're just booking it back the way you came. Anybody going to take any? Well, you're, I'm assuming, going to be running at the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That would be a melee time,
though. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're doing ranged attack again with the same?
Yep.
Roll it. That is not going to hit, unfortunately.
Look at how funny he is, Aloysius. He's got that net on his head.
Aloysius, make your melee attack.
I'm going to yell out self-loathing. And first one was a 9. Second one was a natural 20.
Yes! So go ahead and roll the damage. Okay. And remember, you have advantage.
Yep. So 9 plus 3. Yep. So 12.
So you can either do double that or create a cool effect.
I'm going to double it.
All right. Tell me how you kill it.
I grab the tentacles and put my hammer out and then just pull the mouth of the thing into my hammer without moving the hammer. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're shoving the hammer down its throat.
Yes.
Essentially shoving its throat.
Throat down the hammer. Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
All right.
He's learned from the sock, you see.
Yes.
So combat is officially over, but I'm going to have you make You can choose to save. You don't have to. You can choose to try. You can just keep raging.
No. I yell out, therapy! And 19.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You set it up. This is the most capable half-ogre I've ever seen in this game.
I really want to just get this group together and just say, you know, we're a bunch of men hanging out together, expressing our feelings, and I feel safe here. I want to let you both know right now. I feel safe
that's
expressing
what
myself in
that's
front
what,
of you.
That's
Thank
what we,
you.
That's what we want. What
Thank
you,
you
feel,
both.
Aloysius. I think that Plonkle will agree with me that we are very glad that you feel so safe.
Your personal trauma is slightly arousing.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please let us know. You can send us your feedback via the link in the show notes. And of course, we always appreciate reviews on iTunes and other platforms. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher and check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. And don't forget to check out the official game rules and ever-evolving World Bible on GitHub. Just search for Hammer Crawl. We've got links there to all of the randomizers that we use, too. Our opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the excellent dungeon synth artist Irang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. And if you want to help us pay the bills, check out our Patreon campaign and also our Pinecast tip jar, both linked within the show notes. Your contributions are unnecessary, but very much appreciated, because the Hammer Crawl podcast and role-playing game are labors of passion and love that will always be free. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is, in a pinch, tying a live cat to your face can make for an excellent poison gas filter.